Imagine waking up each morning with a knot in your stomach, wondering which version of your partner you'll face today. The adoring one who makes you feel cherished, or the rageful one who blames you for everything. You've become an expert at reading subtle facial cues and walking on eggshells to prevent emotional explosions. This isn't just occasional drama. It's the hallmark of relationships with borderline or narcissistic personalities. Millions find themselves trapped in this exhausting dance of caretaking, losing themselves while trying to save someone else. The emotional roller coaster isn't random. It follows predictable patterns that keep you locked in a cycle of hope and despair. One day they're showering you with affection, the next they're accusing you of deliberate cruelty over a minor oversight. What makes this especially confusing is that outside observers rarely see what you experience. Your partner often appears charming and put together to others while reserving their most volatile behavior for behind closed doors. Why does this matter? Because understanding these dynamics is the first step toward reclaiming your life. When you can name what's happening, you gain power over it. The patterns that seem incomprehensible suddenly reveal their inner logic, not the logic of healthy relationships, but the predictable chaos of personality disorders. Borderline Personality Disorder, BPD, and Narcissistic Personality Disorder represent profound disruptions in personality development. BPD manifests as extreme emotional instability, with relationships swinging between idealization and devaluation, fear of abandonment, unstable self-image, impulsivity, and chronic emptiness. Notably, BPD individuals often can't recall their emotional outbursts afterward. You might endure hours of rage only to have them act normal the next day, leaving you questioning your reality. NPD appears differently through inflated self-importance, entitlement, exploitation, and lack of empathy, all masking underlying self-loathing and rejection fear. Examples include bosses taking credit for your work while blaming you for mistakes, or partners demanding admiration while offering little support. Despite different presentations, borderlines and narcissists share similar internal experiences: low self-esteem, fear, and emotional pain from not feeling good enough. Both employ similar defenses, including blaming, projection, and denial. The most telling sign? The exhausting sense that you're responsible for managing their emotions while yours don't matter. In relationships with borderline or narcissistic individuals, one partner becomes the caretaker, the rescuer. Ironically, caretakers' positive traits, empathy, helpfulness, peacemaking abilities, transform into toxic perfectionism, excessive people-pleasing, and extreme guilt when used to balance extreme behaviors. The caretaker manages the BPNP's emotional needs. With borderlines, this means providing safety and maintaining their social image. With narcissists, caretakers must affirm they're always right, defer choices, and never outshine them. Unlike codependency, these behaviors typically emerge only with the BPNP. Caretakers often function well elsewhere but feel helpless at home, creating profound cognitive dissonance. BPNPs maintain control through fog, fear from unpredictable reactions, obligation from witnessing pain, and guilt from their inability to accept responsibility. This role devastates psychological well-being. As BPNPs control the relationship's rules, caretakers compromise their authentic selves. While BPNPs display intense emotions, caretakers appear calm while internally experiencing anxiety, sadness, and hidden rage, emotions they've learned to repress because the BPNP won't tolerate others expressing feelings. Caretakers remain trapped by several thought distortions: all-or-nothing thinking, perfectionism, over-responsibility, and inability to differentiate themselves from the BPNP. In these relationships, caretakers adopt black-and-white thinking. They're either completely responsible or the BPNP is entirely at fault. Both use absolute language like always and never, eliminating flexibility and making decisions seem permanent. Perfectionism dominates these dynamics. When caretakers make mistakes, they face blame and criticism. While BPNPs reject expectations of their own perfection, caretakers respond by trying harder, making themselves vulnerable to criticism that BPNP exploit. Saying no typically triggers anger or withdrawal from the BPNP. Caretakers learn to be compliant, burying their needs and feelings, sometimes even from themselves. Eventually, they lose touch with their own wants, having little life to call their own. Caretakers cling to the delusion that finding the right way to explain things would make the BPNP understand. The BPNP's mix of logical and illogical thoughts creates false hope, trapping caretakers in an endless cycle of trying to reason with someone incapable of consistent reciprocation. Healing from caretaking follows a grief-like journey beyond the classic five stages. In denial, caretakers sense problems but doubt themselves, clinging to positive moments while avoiding deeper examination. Anger emerges when denial breaks, a sign of progress as they recognize the relationship's unfairness. Bargaining involves attempted solutions like vacations or therapy that distract without addressing core issues. Depression follows when repeated failures reveal the truth. The BPNP won't change, and relationship dreams are impossible. Though painful, this depression marks progress, finally seeing reality clearly. Acceptance brings relief when caretakers understand their limitations. New questions arise about continuing the relationship and creating health despite their partner's illness. Setting boundaries requires changing beliefs and developing self-care skills. BPNPs often enforce a crazy-making rule that no boundaries should exist, but establishing them validates you as a person with legitimate needs and perspectives. To heal from caretaking, recognize that conventional relationship advice rarely applies to personality disorder dynamics. Accept this truth. You cannot heal anyone else, only yourself. Focusing on changing the BPNP guarantees failure. You have power over just two things, your behaviors and thoughts. Feeling stuck comes from avoiding the consequences of different choices. The BPNP makes consequences seem frightening through manipulation, while your anxiety redirects focus from your life to theirs. Abandoning the caretaker role means giving up hope that the BPNP will change to please you, love you as desired, or prioritize your needs. If these behaviors aren't already consistent, they won't materialize. Transfer your hope from healing them to healing yourself. Build self-confidence by changing thoughts and behaviors toward yourself. Don't take what the BPNP says personally. About 90% is projection, shifting blame for their failings onto you. Self-respect means considering yourself worthy, caring for yourself, knowing your feelings, honoring strengths, understanding shortcomings without self-blame, defining goals, and protecting yourself. As a caretaker, you've lived a double life, competent in most relationships while feeling powerless with the BPNP. Releasing this role allows you to act congruently across all relationships, reflecting your true self. The BPNP will resist your changes through guilt, threats, or charm offensives, but each boundary you maintain helps reclaim pieces of yourself. You deserve relationships based on mutual respect. Your worth isn't measured by sacrifice, but by authentic living. Your caretaker skills, empathy, perceptiveness, dedication, can be redirected toward building a nourishing life. Whether staying or leaving, your path forward requires independence, supportive friendships, and rediscovering joy. Breaking free means extending compassion to yourself. True love empowers rather than diminishes. You don't have to set yourself on fire to keep someone else warm. Your journey toward wholeness begins with one powerful choice, valuing yourself as much as you valued others.